You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Welcome to the Starcastic Remarks. Alongside Chris and James, my name is Ryan. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast at THPN. Go and use that promo code THPN next time you go and use DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you for them for being our sponsor, as always. The Dallas Stars lose by a final score of 6-2 tonight, gentlemen, to the New Jersey Devils, who are scrapping for a playoff spot. This game is not against a team in the playoffs. It's not against a good team. It's against a team who has some new players and a new goalie, and they don't take care of business tonight for a multitude of reasons. You're starting a homestand. You're 13-3-1 in games after you lose. You get a goaltending performance out of Jake Oettinger for the ages. The defense is absolutely atrocious. You feel sorry for yourself when you go down 5-2 and you have no energy, zero energy, until finally your coach does something. Your coach goes out there and completely blends the lines together just to wake you up and say, let's go. There's so many other thoughts that are running through my head right now, guys. But, I mean, lay it on me. What are y'all thinking right now at this point?
Yeah, that sucked. Maybe not, like, technically the worst game of the season for the Stars. It's up there. But for me, this is kind of the worst game for the Stars. After you blow a 3-goal lead in a game that you were in full control of against the number one team in the league, when you're coming down on 6 weeks left in the season, I mean, I fully expected a response. And after the Wyatt Johnson goal, I thought that's exactly what we were getting. Little did I know, the only person who wanted to respond tonight was Wyatt Johnson. Because he played good. Wyatt Johnson played good all night long. He looked very dangerous anytime he touched the puck, just like he has the past 2 months. But yeah, very frustrating game. Obviously, goaltending is the number one thing. That was the worst performance I've seen from Otter, especially after a blown lead. I mean, that kind of stuff pisses Otter off, and you normally see a spectacular effort the next game. Seeing what he just did in this game after that loss, you're right, Ryan. That does scare me, because I haven't seen Otter do that before. We've seen Otter have bad games, and he's had a not great year. This has moved his goaltending performance this year from not great to bad for me. I mean, this is a bad goaltending performance for Jake. I thought we saw the worst of it when he was coming back from the injury, and he somehow has gotten worse. And that is scary to me, because if he can't figure it out for the playoffs, and we've seen it happen where the goalie's fine to not great during the regular season and he can turn it on to the playoffs, but that's grasping at straws. But with the goaltending situation right now, you're not going to be able to go where this team wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. Like, your defense breaks down in games. That's what happens. It happens every single game. And we got help from our goaltender once tonight when that happened. Every other defensive breakdown was in the back of the net. Every other one.
Yeah, and that one that he saved was from on top of the circles. Like, it was a good save, it was a flashy glove grab, but you're right, James. It can't be that every single time they get a chance, it goes in the back of the net. The past two games, well, the third period and these two periods that Otter played, that's exactly what it was. And it's just not aggressiveness. Otter's an aggressive goalie when people come in tight on his paint. And every single time, I mean, I think it was 3 of the 4 goals that he let in, they were at the top of the circles, and Otter was in his net. All three of them.
And so they all beat him glove side too. Yeah, every single one. They all of them, he's backed up in the back of his net and they all beat him glove side.
Yeah, so he's not playing good now right now. It sucks to kind of put that much on the goalie, but when he plays that bad and Jake Allen plays that good, it's hard to look at anything else really.
Yeah, and it is like we didn't play good defense. Okay, whatever. We've played teams who have not played good defense the past couple of games now, and the other goaltender on the other side of the ice is constantly saving that team's butt all the time, constantly. I mean, we get robbed 9 times a night in the past like week, offensively at least, and we get nothing from our goaltenders, it feels like.
And I would argue that's not even bad defense. Like you said, Jim, breakdowns are going to happen. We had about 5 breakdowns. The Devils got 6 goals. They score on all of them. It's not just the Devils. It's every team we're playing right now. Every time there's one high-danger chance, even a mid-danger chance, they're going in. That's not going to work. We held them to 20 shots tonight. 20 shots on goal. We had 37.
5 goals.
We didn't play in our end of the ice for the last 30 minutes of the game. Yeah, Stars got to find a way to score, even on a good goalie. But, I mean, the comparison, when you're comparing the other goalie to our goalie right now, is insanely different. And that's the number one thing right now. You're not going to win games when the other team is scoring 4 and 6 goals.
Yeah, I mean, we almost lost a game to Kako Kapanen, who was having a bad night. Honestly,
and you're seeing back-to-back games where we're like, oh, the Stars are just like slipping. Like, it's like, oh, it's just the last 10 minutes of the game, they just slipped. The first 5 minutes of the second period, they just slipped. No, the goaltending sucked. It didn't give us anything.
I just don't know how you can look at the defense alone and say that the defense is bad. I mean, if I had to put a percentage of the blame tonight, it is like 80% goaltending and 20% defense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and try and make excuses again, guys. I did that earlier in the year, and this is the second time that I've said this. I'm done making excuses for this team. If you are a Stanley Cup contending team, which is what you expect yourselves to be, which is what this fan base expects them to be, what they probably expect themselves to be, even. How are you going to go out and have 2 back-to-back performances, one against the best team in the NHL that you had a 3-0 win over, and then follow it up with a 6-2 loss after, guys, you had a 2-1 lead? You had a 2-1 lead, and you blow it like this.
Yeah,
this is not a Stanley Cup contending team.
The Devils had 2.1 expected goals tonight and scored 6. That's like just actual insanity.
I was looking at some of the stuff from Moneypuck earlier.
Yeah, the way the team's, I agree with you, Ryan, the way the team's playing right now, they're not a Stanley Cup contending team, which is, it's more frustrating because this should be a Stanley Cup contending team. Everything is here for them. There's no excuse for them not to be better than this. They got one excuse, and that's Tyler Seguin's not on the ice, which it's definitely hurting one line, but man, that top line that we pay a lot of money is not doing much. Heck, even the second line with Ben Stankoven Johnson's not doing good other than Johnston. Johnston's all over the ice, only forward.
Ardell saying that's bull crap. They are.
Y'all are both right.
They should
Ardell
be.
Is right. This team is has everything it needs to be a Stanley Cup contending team. What they showed on the ice
right
tonight
now,
is not.
They are absolutely not. And not just tonight. It's been a while now. Probably at least 2 weeks.
I really don't think.
The way they played the Kings and the Ducks. They dominated the Kings and the Ducks.
They dominated the Panthers for most of the game too, and they blow it on the last second. And then they dominated. Exactly. They were killing this Devils team. They really were. And they get that one bad goal off Miro that goes in, and they don't know how to respond to the second period. They do nothing. They do worse than nothing. The goaltenders don't help out either. And then the third period looks great. They're destroying them in that period. They can't get one to go home. Okay, Allen's standing on his head. You feel like one's going to come, and when you're getting down the stretch, you're finally thinking about pulling your goaltender. You have one defensive breakdown, the only one for the whole period, and it's in the back of the net instantly.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating me more. Not the fact that, like, oh, this team's not a cup contender. It's that they're showing that they can be a cup contender, and they're still finding ways to lose these games. That's what's more frustrating to me.
And that's been this whole stretch of games, too. I mean, even before our five-game win streak, when we lost four straight, we were winning a lot of those games. We were battling hard. We were getting most of the chances in the games, and we're losing them constantly. We are beating ourselves right now, like constantly, night in and night out. We are beating ourselves. We're not converting on easy chances. We're making stupid passes sometimes from dangerous spots. We're giving the other team goals on nothing, absolutely nothing. And tonight it just piles on top with our best defenseman scoring on our own net.
Well, and then they're even giving us chances that we're not taking. They handed Ben the puck right at the top of the crease.
And he missed.
That's his best. He might be the best Dallas Star to ever play in front of the opposing goalie's crease. And he just doesn't even hit the net with nobody within 10 feet of him. Yeah, that's 100% right, James. And that's why I'm more frustrated, because they're playing good and they're beating themselves. And that just sucks.
So, Money Puck. Deserved a win-o-meter. 66% for the Dallas Stars tonight. In favor of them winning the game. Expected goals, get this, expected goals, in all situations, Dallas with 3.97 and the Devils with 2.3. I'm sorry, it is goaltending. It is mostly goaltending and defense, and a little bit of defense.
Yeah, I was about to say, I wouldn't even give that much to defense. I mean, you gave up 2.3 expected goals. That's a fine defensive night. I'm not going to say that's great, but goodness. And it was both goalies. Like James said, Wedgwood came in and didn't do anything either. It's like, sure, let's try and start Wedgwood to send a message, but the exact same thing's going to happen. You're not going to get anything different. I mean, it sucks to say this, but the Stars playoff hopes kind of rely on Otter figuring it out. So that's just the nature of the goaltending position. It's a one-man job in a team sport, and it's really weird, and that's why goalies are weird, because you got to be crazy to kind of be a part of it. But Otter's got to figure out that mentality that he had of wanting to be the villain and getting pissed off when he loses, which he did not show a response tonight for the first time, maybe ever, I feel like, not responding to a game like that. And also, just his fundamentals aren't good right now. I mean, his positioning is bad. That's his number one thing. He's big and he's good at positioning, and he can't position himself correctly right now.
The only other thing that I would give, at least on the offensive side as of recent, is that you're letting the youngest player on your team lead you offensively for 15 games now. Wyatt Johnson has 19 points in his last 15 games, and it's just on absolute tear. It feels like even when he's doing this, the Stars are still not winning. This is not the player that should be scoring all the goals and doing everything for you. This should be your little cherry on top of everything that should make the Sunday even better than it already is. And we have a nice little cherry on top of a mud cake is exactly what we have right now. I mean,
and I feel like it's hard to blame some people offensively right now too, because Duchesne has had, like, the past four games, he has been stone cold robbed, like, on all of, he's had outstanding chances with amazing saves. He's had like four highlight reel saves in the past few games. Roope Hintz is flying across the ice. He's not finishing well, so his shots are not where they normally are for him. So sure, I'll give him some points, Doc, for that. But he was flying all over the ice too. He got the wheels going. He got a couple of grade A chances. But yeah, I mean, those guys got to execute. Even when it's hard for them too, they got to figure out a way to. It can't be one line slash one guy. I agree.
And the other frustrating part is it feels like he's turned into the team's emotional captain. And that is not something that you should have to ask from a 20-year-old. When you have the likes of Ben on the team and you have Pavelski on the team, who's kind of had a rough second half of the season, and you have Hintz on this team too, and you have Miro. I mean, you can go down the list of all these players that you feel like when the team is doing bad, they should show something, and it's never them. It's always Wyatt Johnson.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Here's some odds for you for the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is the regular season top goal scorer. Obviously, right now, Auston Matthew leads the way. He's got a minus 330 in the odds. But you can also take a look at Sam Reinhart of the Florida Panthers with a plus 650, David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins with a plus 1,000, or maybe you can even go for Nikita Kucherov at a plus 2,500. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
When you see other teams do well, when you see the Panthers come back in a 3-0 game, who do you see making the plays? You see Matthew Tkachuk. You see Sergei Bobrovsky. You see Sam Reinhart. When the Colorado Avalanche came back on a 3-0 deficit against the Vancouver Canucks, you see their best players stepping up. You see Nathan MacKinnon, you see Cale Makar, and you see Georgiev making some ridiculous saves. I'm so sick and tired of the last couple of games especially, but maybe even the last couple of weeks. I'm so sick and tired about how great the other goaltender has been in the game against the Dallas Stars. I'm so sick of it, guys. I'm tired of it. Otter is better than or as good as any of these other goaltenders that we have faced.
Not right now.
He has.
Yes.
No, he is. He flat out is. He flat out is. And the thing that why I'm panicked and why I'm worried is because our best players, when we need them to be our best players, have not been. And we've seen recently from some of the other teams that are at the top of their game right now and that are quote unquote Stanley Cup contenders, their best players are playing their best when they need it. And we are not seeing that from the Dallas Stars right now. And especially from our goaltender. And yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to pull out that too, because I saw this earlier. There is an advanced analytic that a lot of people smarter than me look at to kind of base how a goaltender is doing. And I've said this a couple of times, but for those that have not heard me say this, the analytic is called goals above expected per 60. It's a mouthful. Basically, all you need to know is that if they have a zero, that means they are making the saves that they are expected to. That's if you have a positive number, so if you have like six, then that means you're making more saves than you're expected to. If you're negative, you're allowing goals that you shouldn't be allowing. Andre right now is at a negative 6.32. And Wedgwood is at a negative 4.21.
You say negative 6.32?
Negative 6.32, yes. Negative 6.32.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's all you have to look at. You look at that one stat, and again, I don't know exactly what goes down into getting that number. People smarter than me tell me that's the stat they use, and that's the stat they look at. We have two goalies who are playing way below average.
Yeah. And while we're sad, I'm gonna give us a little deep dive into the Stars. It feels like when Lettinen was doing great. Y'all remember when Lettinen was doing good and he would sit on top of the goal and people would like that and make little funny memes about it. And we were like, man, if we could just give Lettinen some offense, then what do? We go out and get the best offense in the league. But what does Lettinen do? Stops being a good goalie. And they're like, man, we need some defense. All right, let's get the best defense in the league. We got the best defense in the league. Now we can't score goals. Oh, we can't score goals. We only got one line. It's a one-line team. Let's go get some depth. Okay, we got some depth. Now the top line can't score goals. It just feels like every time the Stars plug a gap in their roster, a new one springs a leak. It's just... It's been that way for like the past 10 years. And I thought this time with this roster, I mean, this is one of, like, when you look at the paper up and down the lineup, this is one of the best Stars teams ever. This is one of the best Dallas Stars teams ever. And for them to play this poorly, like, as everyone's looking towards playoffs and seeing what teams are going to do as we approach, it is the worst time for them to play this way.
I don't even know what the solution is moving forward, guys, but
wake up.
Yeah, unfortunately, the solution is
wake up.
The solution is our best players have to play better, like you said, Ryan. That's the only solution.
We can't do trades anymore, but even if we could do a trade right now, there is no trade right now that would make the team better. That would help us right now. Like none of it's going to help as much as just the players playing the way that they are supposed to play and the way that they normally play and the way we expect them to play, the way we know them that they can play. Like they've gone into a deep, dark cave and they've just forgotten the flashlight. They got to find a way out.
Yeah, but you're exactly right, Ryan. I mean, the best player, you think of the new core of the Dallas Stars is Jake Ottinger, Miro Heiskanen, Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson. And look at their stats tonight at a response to a game where they fully blew it. And it's awful. I mean, one dude has a sub 600 save percentage. Is that what Otter ended with?
Yeah.
Yeah, right at 600 save percentage. One dude scored on his own net. The other guys are minus two with six shots. So yeah,
that's how many Wyatt Johnson had, by the way.
Yeah. So yeah, that's your core. That is the core of this hockey team, and they're playing like that on a game where this should be the biggest response we've seen of the season. And that's the more frustrating thing to me. You can lay an egg every once in a while. That's okay. But to play a game like this after the game that we just saw on Tuesday, that's heartless.
Here's the other thing that's really frustrating, because we're seeing stuff on, even in our chat over here, guys, and on X and Facebook and wherever else, people are calling for Matt Murray. That's how desperate this is right now. The situation, I'm sorry, no offense to Matt Murray. But
what are you talking about?
He's played one game.
He got a shutout.
Yeah, he's so good.
I mean, he's on a heater, as far as I'm concerned.
That should not and is not the solution for this. The solution for this is Otter needs to wake the heck up.
And the whole team, it's not just Otter. I mean,
it's mainly Otter.
It's mainly Otter.
Depth is good enough to win us these games.
But really the frustrating thing for me tonight is, like, after you go down 5-2, it was nothing until the line shuffling. And
yeah,
you have enough leaders on this team that you should not have to shuffle every single line to get them going again.
Yeah, because they scored those three goals in the second period. They scored them in the first 5 minutes. And then there was a 10-minute gap. And then there
where
was
nothing
the
happened.
Spot.
Yeah, there
why
was nothing
take that long
minutes
to respond when a bad team just punched you in the mouth. Like,
punch them back.
Exactly. Would we play the good? I distinctly remember like a Tampa Bay game for some reason. I don't even know if I'm on track with this. I remember the Stars took the lead after Tampa Bay was winning, and I was like, dang, yeah, we got the lead back. And Tampa Bay just came barreling downhill afterwards and responded with insane pressure and insane speed. And the Stars just, I don't know why they can't do that. And yeah, it's frustrating. I also think like maybe a timeout there is probably good. I mean,
I don't think that mattered because we switched Otter out and that should get your team going anyway. That to me comes down to more of someone who is good needs to go out and have a good shift to show the team, hey, we can still win the game. Now get back in there and start playing again. Cause like we straight up didn't play for 10 minutes. It really felt like quicksand.
Yeah. And the arena was great tonight. Like with that score, how bad people were playing.
They stayed stayed all the way until the 6-2 goal. And then that's when you finally started seeing most of the people leave.
Yeah. So very frustrating. I feel like this team has everything going for them. This is the best chance the Stars have had since early 2000s. The best team they've had since early 2000s. And to have it start falling apart at this point of the season is the sad part. There's still time. There's still time to dig this out. But this is like right when I'm starting to think about playoff scenarios and matchups and stuff like that. And to see the team play so badly after the excitement of filling a gap that we knew we had all year and seeing how it would play out, it's just, man, it's the worst time I feel like that. Well, I guess second worst. You could be doing this right before the playoffs, but it's very frustrating. They've got to respond. They got to find a way to dig out of it. And that's the only answer. It's the guys on the ice got to do it. And like I said, it's the core guys.
Sorry, I disappeared for a second. Here's the thing that I was trying to say before I disappeared for a moment. I was frustrated mostly with Otter's play tonight. The thing that I was even more frustrated about was the fact that, and I even put this on X from the Starcastic Remarks X profile, just the lack of energy that they had after they went down 5-2.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, talking about. There's like a 10-minute gap.
It's just like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You still have a whole game to go. I still a half of a game to go through to be able to find some sort of clawback or something to get it back into this game.
Yeah.
And it
took a blender and
the
Devils to stop playing for them to actually get going again. And then Allen really stood on his head. We thought he stood his head earlier in the game.
The third period really wasn't bad. That was a very good period. They were downhill the whole time. I mean, I was expecting us to pull a goaltender at 7 minutes once with all the pressure we had, too. I mean, we were just downhill all the time. And we get stuck in our zone at like the 6-minute mark. And then it gets turned over and it's in the back of the net. And at that point, it's just done. You know, there's nothing you can do.
Yep. Even earlier, there was the one breakaway that Rope gave up because he was at the point for some reason. And that wasn't even saved. He just hit the post. Like, we can't buy a break. We're just going in circles now.
Yeah. Zachary Mitchell. I mean, Dallas had 12 unanswered shots at one point, put so much pressure on the offensive zone, but they got goalied again.
Yeah, and they goalied themselves.
And here's the thing, guys, again, and maybe that is some silver lining in the fact that the team seems to still be doing well, playing well, just not getting the results.
And that's what me and James were saying. That's what's more frustrating. They're playing good and finding ways to beat themselves. You got to find a way to beat the goalie. You got to get in front of the net. You got to maybe bump him a little bit, give him a little rub, make him uncomfortable.
This team has been very soft all year long. And now that they're playing well and still losing, this is the type of games where you need someone to show up physically and try to turn it back around. because your team wasn't playing bad. I mean, we were like inches, centimeters off of scoring like four or five more goals tonight. And there's just there's nothing there for us, like energy wise.
Yeah, and everyone's talking about how big our blue line is now. It doesn't feel like it.
And that's, and you just kind of said what I was going to say, Chris, but I already said it, but you got to stop making excuses. You have to find a way. I mean, I'm sorry that you're not getting the bounces and the hockey gods seem to be against you right now. You have to find a way.
Yeah, that's just, we got to wrap this up, boys. We keep saying the same things over and over again. And I get why, because we're pissed off, but.
Couple of questions though. And then we'll do biggest winner, biggest loser. Otter and Ned or Wedgwood? I say Wedgwood.
Wedgwood.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but Wedgwood.
It has to be
prove a point.
Otter does not need to be in the next game.
He doesn't deserve to be in the next game.
No.
Yeah, after two straight games, I kind of agree with y'all. I'm on y'all's side now. Good points.
What about Lundqvist?
No. That's not the solution.
The defensemen were that bad, honestly. I thought Hagenpah finally played a little bit better tonight.
I thought Tanev was kind of our worst defenseman tonight, just because the only thing, the only thing you can point out in a game like this is, the defensive mistakes, because that's the only way the other team scored. It's just that everyone went in. So
all of them,
he just made more than everyone else.
I think maybe we see an 11-7 thing on Saturday, guys.
I mean, there's so many players in the defensive zone where you could have said, they could have done a little better, but it's like, throw your hands up when they score 6 on 20 shots.
The problem is that there's nobody that can play on that line with Duchesne and Marchment. They've tried anybody in the bottom six, and nobody can do it. So the only thing the reason why I say 11-7 is you can just double shift whatever top six forward and top nine forward and put them with
they tried that in the third period as well. I mean, you saw Robo take a lot of shifts with that line.
You really got 20 minutes time on ice tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Biggest winner, biggest loser, and we're done.
Biggest winner, Allen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He was great. I mean,
he was good.
To find a way to score, but that was crazy.
He was good after the one that went in off his skate, which is opposite of what Otter did on the other side of the rink.
My biggest winner, I will also give to Jake Allen. Again, we get goalied again. Great.
I don't think this one was getting goalied. Team just played.
Biggest loser, Miro Heiskanen. Great goal tonight.
yeah, they said at one point they said 5 goals from 5 different Devils. I was like, 4 Devils and a Stars player.
4 Devils and a Star. What's a great shot? We gotta get Miro in front of the net. So I'm telling
you. You got it. As a goaltender, though, you gotta have a better response than that. Allen responded and Otter did nothing. So Otter's biggest loser easily.
He's my biggest loser tonight, obviously. And again, not trying to hamper on.
The first period was so similar for both goaltenders. They had kind of breakdowns that got in.
They're weird.
And that's what happened. And then they both had really just unlucky and bad ones go in. And one goaltender responded absolutely spectacularly. And the other one let in three more in the first 5 minutes of the second.
Yep.
Last thought, Tanev wasn't great, but Suter and Hawk, I think it was both going for the guy behind the net, and then Holt scores. Yeah, that was the one that I put on there that I was absolutely hacked off about. I didn't think it was Suter. I thought it was Hawk and Paul. So, anyways,
Suter
guys,
lose that puck battle, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, agreed. But Hawk and Paul should be there in front of the net to make sure it doesn't go in the back of the net. Easy. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. For those of you that have been listening live or watching live, we've had up to 65 people here this evening. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in our therapy session. Hopefully the Stars play better on Saturday. I don't have a ton of...
Yeah, let's get to see a cool statue. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see
that
statue.
That might be the highlight of the week, guys. So we'll see, but... Anyways, alongside Chris and James, my name is Ryan. This is Starcastic Remarks. Thank you to DraftKings. StarcasticRemarks.com is the website. StarcasticRemarksShop.com is the merch store. Thank you guys again, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening, and we'll be back with you guys again on Saturday evening. See you guys then.